Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week, sponsored by Rand Raymond Chevrolet. Every Kid of the Week is qualified for Kid of the Year honors. If you know a kid that goes above and beyond for his family or his community, or just to do a little bit better in school, nominate them for Kid of the Week. WJNRadio.com/contest, where you can go submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. The winner gets announced here, and then in December we choose a winner. When I say we, I mean Dave and Mary choose a winner for Kid of the Year. 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. You can see all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com and go online to wjnradio.com/contest to submit your entry. Here's the note we got on this week's Kid of the Week from Jacqueline Brown. I'd like to nominate my grandson, Ricky Brown. Ricky's 9 years old. He's an incredibly considerate child. He goes over and beyond to make sure classmates feel comfortable. He'll always step in if another child is being bullied or feels like they're being left out. When he changed schools last September, the principal from his previous school sent a letter to his new principal that described my grandson's unique qualities in the classroom and how lucky the new school was to have him. I'm beyond proud of this little boy. Let me introduce you to Ricky Brown. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
What's up, my friend?
Good. Nothing.
Yeah? You have spring break yet?
Spring break's over.
Would you go to Florida?
No. I wish.
Yeah? Chasing chicks in your neighborhood? You didn't have to go to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you, Ricky Brown?
I'm actually 9 turning 10 in June.
9 turning 10. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Maybe a wrestling superstar or a cop.
Well, good call on both. Yeah. Do you know any cops? Any cops in the family?
Yes, I know. I know the professor, Sir Joe, who's cousin.
And you're always nice to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're polite to older people like me?
Yep.
Well, you sound like a good kid, Ricky Brown. Who's your best friend, Ricky Brown?
My best friend is, he's actually older than me.
Well, much older.
Like by maybe 2 years, maybe.
Was it like 11-year-old? You hanging out with old dudes like 11 and 12?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 9 years old. What are you, fourth grade?
Yep.
What's your favorite thing at school?
I actually have two, math and P.E.
Math and P.E. What's your best sport?
Baseball.
What's your best position?
First base.
You a hitter or fielder or both?
Mainly a fielder.
Yeah? You a fast runner, Ricky Brown?
Yeah.
You didn't notice how I like saying your name, Ricky Brown?
Yes.
Ricky Brown sounds like one name, doesn't it? Just Ricky Brown.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, your grandmother sounds like a lovely lady. She sounds like a very nice lady. I want you to give her a big hug because she's the one who told us about you. No, well, not now. I know she's not there now, Ricky Brown. I mean later when you see her again.
Okay.
All right. What are you doing today, Ricky Brown? Are you going to school?
Yeah, but it's just that it's not time for me to go to school yet.
Did you have breakfast yet, Ricky Brown?
Yes.
What'd you eat?
I ate cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I like to eat it right out of the box. You put it in a bowl, don't you, Ricky Brown?
Yes. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Well, you're a better person than I am, Ricky Brown. I think that's clear. You have a question for Ricky Brown?
I just want to know, Ricky, first of all, happy early...
Ricky Brown.
Sorry, Ricky Brown.
Yeah.
What do you want for your birthday? Because you know what? It's always hard to buy for kids, but 10 years old, what if you could have anything you wanted for your birthday, what would you pick?
Well, there's a couple things. One of them is really, 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 really expensive.
Well, what is it? What is it? That's a really expensive thing.
A hoverboard.
Hoverboard.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know, a hoverboard costs over $1 million.
No, it does not.
It doesn't?
It's about $200.
Okay, and then what's the other one, Ricky Brown?
Maybe an Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Cool.
Kind of expensive, too, dude. You're an expensive date, man. I don't know about you.
Very much. Maybe a new glove for baseball.
New glove for baseball. Well, that's pretty cool. So a hoverboard, a new glove, and an Xbox. Well, you're a good kid. Why wouldn't you? Dave Ennett has a question. Mr. Ennett, say hi to my friend Ricky Brown.
Ricky Brown, who's your favorite wrestling superstar?
John Cena.
Oh, yeah. And a local guy, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know John Cena a little bit. You want me to set up a match between you and him?
Yeah.
You think you could take him?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so, too. You sound like it. You know why? You're slippery fast. You know, super fast moves. Here's what I got for you, dude. I have an Apt gift card. That's an electronics store where you can go and you can get something cool, like a new pair of headphones or something like that. Or you could save up your money and they probably hook you up with an Xbox. I got a new MyPillow for you to sleep on because Ricky Brown needs to sleep when he's chasing chicks. Yeah. I mean pursuing young ladies. Let's be respectful, Ricky Brown.
You mean studying.
You like pizza, Ricky Brown?
Yep.
Lou Malnati's pizza for you. 1-800-LUDIGO, ludigo.com. Find the Lou near you at loumalnatis.com. And let's get your grandmother something as well. How about a Chevy Drive, chicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Do you have any idea what I just said, Ricky Brown?
Kind of.
It's okay if you don't. Listen, man, I like you. You're okay. You can hang out here anytime.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Oh, boy. This is where trouble starts. Stand by. Hit the delay button. All right. Go ahead, Ricky Brown.
I want to say thank you very much to my grandma and grandpa for nominating me for the Kid of the Week.
What a nice kid, huh?
Very nice.
Nice.
By the way, this young man, in case you missed.
And happy birthday to my grandma.
Okay, don't push it, Ricky Brown. Now you're pushing it.
No, happy birthday,
Grandma. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Ricky Brown, tell me one story about somebody that was bullying in school that you had to stop.
I was at my old school, and I see one kid on the playground bullying another one, and I was like, this has got to stop. So I walked up to the bully, and I said, hey, what did this kid do ever to you to make him bully, what made you bully him?
And did the kid step down? Because that's what bullies do. When you get to, when you're Ricky Brown, you get in the face of the bully backs off, right?
Yep.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to do that, man. You ought to be proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you, Ricky. Ricky, I'm proud of you.
I was bullied myself before, so then that's how I learned to step up and to help others.
Yeah, you know how it feels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got great.
I don't want anybody else doing the same way as I did before.
Well, all right. I'm just going to leave. Let Ricky do the rest of the show. He's good.
He's awesome.
You sure you're only 9?
Yeah.
Going to need some ID. All right, buddy. You hold on. We'll give you those prizes. Stand by for a second. And thank you for being on the show. Thanks for being a great kid. Keep it up, will you?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
What a nice kid. By the way, you were rapid fire with those questions, and he was like, boom, boom.
Ricky
right
Rolls.
There.
Ricky Rolls. Ricky Brown rolls with me.
God, he did not miss a beat.
Great radio name, too. Ricky Brown.
Ricky Brown.
Here I am.